The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome.
I'm going to get you high today, because it's Friday. You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
Kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Rip cord in the hot bitch, bitch away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast. White Trash Alert.
I can't tell if this is, like, kind of touching.
What?
Or just what? Pure, unbridled white trash insanity.
Oh. Okay.
I'm going to go with option two.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the story is. That's going to be my take.
Okay, so let me tell you the deets. There's a 34-year-old guy named Danny Frazier from Knoxville, Tennessee. He was busted this week for doing almost $30,000 in damage to a cemetery, including breaking some headstones and some digging equipment.
Okay.
So why was he digging around at a cemetery?
Trying to find his dad.
His grandma. His grandmother was buried there. He was going to dig her up and electrify her and resurrect her.
Oh, my really God.
Just like Frankenstein.
It would have worked. Like you jumpstart a car, you're going to jumpstart your grandma from the grave?
How long has grandma been in there?
You're going to connect the jumper cables to her. Where
that
her
I don't
been?
Know. Because.
Dark side.
I don't think you last too long.
You know? He's been charged with vandalism and criminal trespassing. His mugshot's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. There's Danny Frazier.
He looks
grandma,
like
I miss you so!
He does. He's like, I tried to Frankenstein up my grandma.
Yep.
He's a young Dr. Frankenstein.
Oh, my God.
It is a little touching.
But sad. A little sad.
A little sad.
It's super sad.
For the guy.
Super, super sad. He just wants grandma back. Oh, that's a very dramatic sound.
There we go, grandma.
Thank God he didn't find her.
Well, that's when
Yeah, right. That's why you wanted to know when she.
Yeah, because it would have been in.
I feel like it's got to be a reason, right? Maybe because she would have had a headstone otherwise. Like, it's pretty, there's grandma right there.
It's probably pretty recent. He's all broke up about it.
Yeah, but he, like, knocked everything.
I don't know.
Who knows?
He's probably very upset she didn't leave behind her oatmeal raisin cookie recipe that he loves so much.
Oh, maybe. My God, it's true.
Nobody can make those cookies like Graham's.
No one can.
I want to see if they say when she passed away. This church is on Huckleberry Springs Road, by the way.
Oh, that's a great road.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there in Huckleberry Springs. That's where she's at. Just said was buried at the cemetery. Doesn't say when.
Too bad. It is too
hopefully
bad.
Hopefully it was recent. I mean, and maybe.
Well,
listen, if you have to pick one, hopefully it's recent. She's not been there for years because that would have been a
I don't even. Rough. I'm not even sure. Just overnight.
Yeah, I mean, it's already
just overnight. You know, just overnight is probably not long enough to be pretty bad.
Yeah, I guess.
If the human body decomposes similar to what rat bodies decompose in dog buckets, overnight will be plenty bad.
Yeah. Hope he had a lot of, like, what, do you have a car? You have jumper cables?
Yeah,
and a
sure
car battery?
He used a car battery.
Like, it's not like he had it wasn't Back to the Future.
Imagine if she did.
And then she's Danny. A zombie, and then she's attacking.
Take me back to Huckleberry Road.
Bury me back in Huckleberry, you bastard.
Pet Cemetery.
That's scary. Yeah. Scary to think that someone's just digging up bodies.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that ain't grandma.
Yeah.
That ain't grandma.
You can't grave dig.
I wonder how many bodies he got up.
I don't know. One of them has her name. Oh, no, but you said
I'm just saying, if it's fresh, I know, unfortunately, because, you know, when Amber's dad passed, you got to wait like six months before you can even put a headstone on there because the ground has to settle and everything, right? So takes a while. Mm-mm-mm. Generally, there's a marker.
Yes. Yeah.
But he's not right. He may not know. If he thought he
he's
could.
Not right. Look think at that so. Guy. Yeah, and plus, this was his plan.
Yeah, his plan was to electrocute a dead body.
Yeah.
He misses her so. That's why I thought it is kind of touching. He just wants grandma back, right?
Yeah.
He's so dumb and trashy, but he just wants his grandma back.
He's like a confused Forrest Gump.
He is.
Somebody need to send him a Ouija board.
Just bring her back that way. So much easier to talk to her that way.
Exactly.
She'll tell you the recipe for those cookies.
Just need Lisa to play with you, so.
Yeah, she'll make you believe grandma's talking to you.
I love you still.
You are my worst grandson.
Oh, wow.
That's
what
I do. Oh, that's me. Yeah.
Jane, don't you are my worst Jane. Grandson. He don't never helped me with anything.
Not everyone is built for a high-stakes political cover-up. Or a super low-stakes one either, I guess. There's a 70-year-old guy named Peter DeJager. He's from Hull, Iowa. And he was charged with two misdemeanor counts of theft and trespassing for stealing political yard signs.
Okay.
The Dickinson County News, their little local newspaper, had a small blurb about his crime in their police blotter, September 2nd. Well, that pissed old Peter off.
Oh, I bet.
He did not want people to read about his crime in the paper because he went around to different stores in the area stealing every single copy of their paper. He cleared out vending boxes. He stole them off news racks. He did whatever he could to make sure no one would read his blurb in the police blotter.
Well, now we're reading about it all over the whole country,
right?
And that plan backfired.
Oh. As local businesses started reviewing their security footage, they all saw it was the same guy stealing their papers. And then the police put it together that it was Peter, so he was arrested for theft. And as you said, now he's making national news headlines.
Yeah.
So well played, sir. Well played. There's pictures of him stealing up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com and a link to the article there.
Jesus.
Okay. A sneaky little sly. I got your papers, bastards.
Yeah. He's doing a great job. No one really caught him at the time, though, you know?
No.
Like, they just looked over and they're like, hey, where'd our papers go?
No, you're not guarding the papers. No one's buying a paper.
No one's buying
right?
Where is this place?
This is in Hull, Iowa. I think, is it a car store, maybe? There's motor oil behind him.
It looks like it's from back in time.
It does.
Well, yeah, it does.
They have registers
down here. Well, it's Hull, Iowa, for God's sakes.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
He doesn't know about the internet that the stories are on there.
Well, he also just doesn't realize that nobody reads that local paper that comes out.
No, especially not the police blotter. Look, there's how it was in the paper. A tiny little...
I read it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Your local paper?
It comes in the mailbox or whatever. Yeah.
I couldn't care less.
The transition to old lady Lisa has begun, right? Yeah. She's reading the local paper. Lenny, look at this!
Sometimes Lisa, I'll read it.
There's a local paper boy that thanks you for reading that paper.
Yeah,
for sure. He probably makes 35 cents a paper to deliver that.
You see good things in there sometimes, though.
Like
I think
what?
I thought I brought something up on the show years ago, but I can't remember
what
it
is
now.
You did bring me an article of something that happened in the police blotter.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I haven't even looked at my little thing that comes to know what's even in it.
My local paper went tits up.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm surprised they still have
a smaller paper or like...
Just from my town.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
A couple pages they'll have and they'll have like advertisements or whatever. Targeted towards old people.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, this is who can cut my lawn.
But
Yeah, mine doesn't get sad. Doesn't get delivered anymore.
Oh.
They own our business. I think the pandemic was the final nail in the coffin for them.
Yeah.
Just
sure. You would have thought everyone would have had time to read.
Well, yeah, but no one had money to advertise.
And that's the only thing keeping them afloat.
Yeah. Was there a couple of little local pizza places and stuff.
Yeah.
Could put little ads in there, but not anymore. And now they're gone. So anyway, this guy now he's charged with stealing all the papers. Two misdemeanor counts of theft and trespassing for stealing the papers.
Yeah, his little comb over thing got messed up.
Yeah.
Yes. Like by the end of it.
It wasn't the best.
I like his sneaky theft though.
Yeah.
He could have also just paid for the papers. Would have, you know, only cost him a couple bucks. Maybe.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, we've all done things we'd rather forget, especially in our younger days. Here's a question for you on the Dave and Chuck lines for a little bit. What's the one thing you've done you wouldn't want anyone to find out about? The one thing you've done you wouldn't want anyone to find out about? Because this is a political candidate in New Mexico, and his porn past has come to light.
He was in porn?
He was in porn. We'll get to his story in a second. But for you, what's the one thing you've done you wouldn't want anyone to find out about? 1-855-954-6969, toll free. 1-855-954-6969. Or you can text 46969. You can be anonymous, of course. If you must, you can request voice changing technology. But the one thing you've done you wouldn't want anyone to find out about. This is Roger Montoya. He is a Northern New Mexico Democrat running for the State House of Representatives. And they did some digging. They found out in the 80s, he did a couple of pornos.
Uh-oh. Wow. So they had a lot of bush.
That's 80s incredible.
Porn. 80s porn. Here's his story from KOB TV. Take a listen.
Yeah, guys, Roger Montoya is running for the House seat in District 40, but Republicans say his behavior all those years ago makes him a little too risky to be in office.
Hello, I'm Roger Montoya.
What?
Yo soy artista.
Roger Montoya is running to represent residents in northern New Mexico. However, Republicans say his previous behavior is concerning. Montoya recently admitted to acting in two adult films while struggling financially in college.
As he's openly admitted, being diagnosed with HIV, you know, it was a careless and reckless behavior that he did back in the 80s. And so if you're running for office and you're a public servant, you know, you're going to be held to the highest standards.
Our state's Republican Party wants him to get out of the race, but Democrats say they're being hypocrites. Our state's Democratic Party says President Trump also appeared in multiple adult films and allegedly paid a porn star $130,000 to remain silent after cheating on his wife. Democrats referenced this article from The Intellectualist, a left-leaning website. The state GOP says you can't compare the two.
I did go and look to see the article that they linked in their press release, and it's trash, frankly. I mean, it doesn't even hold a candle. The president never took his clothes off. He never engaged in the type of behavior that Mr. Montoya chose to engage in. And again, to, you know, if that's what he chose to do, that's his choice. But if he's going to run for office, then you have to be expected that those things are going to come out.
We reached out to Montoya, who referred us to a statement on his Facebook page, which reads in part, "I am not proud of that choice as I was young and naive, but those experiences helped me to understand the exploitation young people face. Those experiences do not reflect who I am, and they are insignificant in the scope of my life's work. Yet, they helped inspire my dedication to my community and the work I do to make sure that youth have opportunities, support, and confidence." We also reached out to Montoya's opponent, Justin Salazar Torres. He says he focused on running a clean campaign and would not weigh in on the situation.
That's decent of him.
Yeah, that is.
who found the old 80s porn in the sky? Who dug that up?
It's in someone's collection, huh? They're like, I know that face.
Wait a second.
I know that face.
Do we know the title?
No.
You didn't have to Google's name or whatever, I'm sure, to come up, but...
What was his porn star name?
I don't know. Yeah, it's probably not.
It was gay porns, too, so who knows?
And it was gay Mexican porn.
Yeah.
Not mainstream, I think. Well, people are looking for it.
Oh, well, of course.
People are looking for it.
Of course they are. Someone's found it. Someone's found it.
Is that him? That's up with the lady.
It looks like him.
That is him.
He's doing some interpretive dance.
So, he wasn't... Was it a straight porn? Looks straight to me. Is that him for real?
That's him, but that was him in a file photo rehearsing for a Santa Fe dance festival.
Okay.
That wasn't his porn. Even though he's in just a loincloth, that wasn't his porn.
Yeah.
That's quite a move.
That's a great pose.
Yeah, flexible. No. 1 second later, and I think you would have seen everything he had to offer.
Yeah. Yeah, this porn doesn't come up. So if you want to see this older Mexican fellow in his 80s porn, you're going to have to do the search on your own.
Yeah.
It's probably good. Yeah, so it was during, like, VHS times or whatever.
It's probably not even on the internet.
Yeah.
So how someone discovered it.
Well,
who knows?
Yeah, someone that he knows ratted him out. Got paid enough money.
Yeah.
These people go around, they try and find everything on you, right?
Yeah, I guess. So they dug up that. Oh, if anyone will have it, the Daily Mail might have it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not it. All they do,
they do have that loincloth.
They take that loincloth shot in every story. No, they don't have it.
Dave, I hope if anything goes down with you that they don't dig up like a loincloth photo of you.
Oh, Bam Bam loincloth photo because I was Bam Bam.
I hope they don't either.
I dream of the day when that gets revealed.
Yeah.
I do. There is a part of me that just one day hopes that someone took a home video on their trip when they were a kid and they have Dave doing that. That would be amazing.
Wouldn't it be
amazing.
Not at all. All right, so the question for you is, as this candidate has revealed he's had a porno past, what's the one thing you've done you wouldn't want anyone to find out about? This guy says, I used to jerk off on webcam for money. Wouldn't want anyone to know. Did find out, though, that gay dudes pay way more than females.
It's lucrative, right?
I regret it, he says, but it definitely paid the bills.
It's lucrative.
Really lucrative? Like, how much are we talking here?
No,
I whipped it out. James, and I went to town.
It was enough for my friend to support his coke habit.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
double trouble.
Yeah.
Yep.
One thing leads to the other.
That's right,
sometimes.
Yeah.
Right. What came first, I wonder?
The coke.
The coke, which leads to the online jerking desperation.
Yeah, I would assume the coke came first.
Yeah.
And then... the unemployment came, and then he's like, well, time to hit the cam circuit.
Yep.
Hello, boys.
James is with us here. Hi, James. How are you?
Different James.
I'm all right.
What's the one thing you've done you wouldn't want anyone to find out about?
I smoked synthetic weed. It's called K2 at a halfway house while I was in parole with a police officer there.
That's a big risk.
That's ballsy.
Yeah,
that's a big risk. Did you, and you got away with it.
Oh, yeah, I got away with it. But I was so high that I thought I was somewhere else and kept walking into walls and walking in people's...
That is an unobservant police officer.
Yeah, it really is. That's just someone who didn't care what was happening there.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, man.
Yep.
All the best.
See you, James.
Spice color.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, K2. K2's makes you go. Well, that's the thing. What's the guy that ate the face off? What was that?
Oh, that was
Was that spice?
You know what? They thought it was spice, but I think
it was K2.
In hindsight, I thought he wasn't really on anything.
Bath salts?
No, that's what it was. Bath salts.
But I remember at the time, like, everyone was like, oh, he's on bath salts or he's on whatever. And I thought that it came out that he was actually just mentally gone. Like, I don't, I think,
it was not, like, that's just,
yeah, I think natural. Something, I think I read something later on that they were like, actually, we tested him and he wasn't on anything, which is even scarier.
Yeah, no.
You know, but that is. Everyone at the time, bath salts were the big thing back then, so they thought that it was that.
So here's a question for you. What's the one thing you've done you wouldn't want anyone to find out about? If you're willing to share, you can reach out to us at 1-855-954-6969, toll free. You can be anonymous. You can ask for voice-changing technology. Or you can text us at 46969, like some other folks are doing. Someone said, one thing I did don't want anyone to ever know is that I smoked crack. Not once, but twice.
Crack you never do it once.
Crack is right. It's not a one-time drug. You go back again. This person said, had intercourse with a Korean street worker. Was completely safe, but also greasy.
Oh, greasy. What was greasy?
You don't need to see the grease.
Ooh. Sex grease.
It's not what you expect. Sex grease.
I do not want sex grease.
I don't.
No. Like, was her hair grease?
I'm assuming that, yeah, there was some dirtiness.
Oh, no. Like,
don't you say, hey.
Let's shower up.
Hit the showers?
Yeah, I would. I would. I couldn't do it with a dirty lady.
I feel like a Korean street worker does not really much options for showers.
No.
Yeah.
Abort. Abort.
Too greasy, too greasy.
Ooh.
Like the showers might just be a tub of water behind the house that they take a little
ladle right.
and dump over their head.
Yeah, it's a different kind of shower than what we're used to.
Yeah, a hooker shower is generally just, you know, a couple of squirts of perfume and you're on your way.
Yeah, yep.
It's too bad. Oh, my God.
Mm.
Oh, that's dark-sided, James, isn't it?
I didn't do it.
I know you didn't do it. You didn't do it. Yeah,
there's some dark side of stuff coming in.
I bet.
The question is, what's the one thing you've done you wouldn't want anyone to find out about? This person said, had sex with my father-in-law with the consent of my husband.
Ew.
Only the three of us know.
Sick family.
What the my
F?
God.
What the F?
My God.
What the F?
Who hasn't?
What? Had sex with their father-in-law?
Exactly.
Hopefully the majority of people in the country.
Who hasn't?
That's too much, you guys. And your husband's okay with it? He's like, yeah, F him.
Must have been.
It's weird.
I want your dad to...
That's a crazy family.
Oh, yeah.
That's a crazy... That's some something's issues. Gone wrong.
That's a weird Thanksgiving.
That sure is. You've effed a lot of people at that table.
Yeah.
One too many.
One too many.
Yep. This guy said, though, one thing I've done I wouldn't want anyone to find out about. After I got back from Iraq, I was in amazing shape and single, so I decided to become a male stripper. I stripped at a male strip club in Windsor, Ontario, for about 6 months. It was the best 6 months of my life.
I wonder why it was the best 6 months of his life.
Oh, all the vaginas.
That is really the best time to, if you're planning on stripping, is after you get back from a war.
Right, yeah. And you're in shape.
Such great shape.
And you're single.
And all those chicks, you're just swaffling them.
Just stirring all those drinks for them.
Just pouring it into drinks.
A straight dude stripping at a straight club, my God, you must. I mean, you just have your choice of.
Yeah, they bang all of them. At least, like, you probably get a beige, probably 20 beiges.
A night. Wow.
Like, I don't think they finish you, but I bet it's...
They've been in a mouth.
I bet 20.
That's unsafe.
It's not a safe time. They're not worried about that.
Just a lot of stuff going around in the world, right?
Yep.
You got to think of. But he said best 6 months of his life, whether he...
Yeah.
Whether the effects linger or not.
Yeah, like I knew a guy in high school that ended up stripping there. Like, you would have never thought.
Never got thought you that would have guy ever thought. Been,
no? But then he did for a long time, so I can't even imagine.
This was just okay. Like, you know, not nothing.
Really?
You know? Would you have, if you were in shape, Chuck, do you think you would have done?
I would have needed a bigger hog.
Okay, in shape with a bigger hog. You think
I have the mentality, I think.
I know you do. You like to move. You like people to look at you. You think it would have been in your wheelhouse.
You like to move. You like people to look at you.
He's got the rhythm. He's got the curves. He's got everything you need. Except the bulge.
Yeah, exactly. One
so if
thing
you had the
lacking.
Bulge in the body.
Yeah, man. Why not? If I was in great shape, who knows what I might have done? I don't know. The universe knew not to put me in great shape and give me a giant penis.
You couldn't handle it. You can't handle that dog.
With great power comes great responsibility.
I couldn't have handled it.
You can't handle
who knows?
That dog.
Who knows what I would have done?
All right, voice-changing technology. The question is, what have you done that you wouldn't want anyone to find out about? Anonymous, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing okay, thanks. So, anonymously, tell us, what was it for you?
Well, I was at a party, and there was a girl there, and she had a prosthetic leg. And one thing led to another, and people were trying to get in the room, so I used her leg, and underneath the doorknob so nobody can come in.
Like,
what?
Like 1920 style. He, you know, the old chair move where you shove a chair underneath the door handle and no one
the
can...
leg?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He used the leg.
It worked. She was tall, so the leg, it matched the door, matched up to the doorknob.
That's ingenuity.
It's a different kind of night.
In its finest form. But it was good. Would you?
Wasn't my greatest moment.
Oh,
I was embarrassed.
Yeah, no, I get you. I get you.
Sure,
using someone.
Hey, can I borrow your leg for a sec?
Gotta block this door.
Come on,
Yikes, I don't know how you ask someone that. But I mean, she's down to do you, so she's
yeah, exactly. She'll probably pop it off before you do any of those.
Do people f with prosthetics on or off?
Off.
Yeah, I think they pop.
Generally,
them
they
off.
Pop them off.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know.
It'd be like having the worst pair of socks on.
Doesn't it depend on how good the prosthetic is, though?
No, I think you pop it off.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think about anything that I would want to do. It'd be like having a shoe on.
Yeah.
You know? Like a shoe strapped to your leg.
We have a murder confession we're going to get to in a moment.
We don't need
we'll
that.
Get
do
to
we,
in a moment.
Do we need that?
First, though, on a regular line, we got Chris. Hi, Chris. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So the one thing you've done you wouldn't want anyone to find out about.
So I already spoke to somebody. I told him I paid to get hugged off. One's in a rub and tug and the other one by a sex worker.
Robert Kraft?
Is this Robert Kraft? Mr. Kraft, thanks for calling in. We knew you listened.
Yeah.
So you had two handies, pretty much. You paid for two handies, and you wouldn't want anyone to know.
Yeah. One, you know, I was young on the first one, and my mentor, I was apprenticing. He was like, dude, the rub and tug next door is like, it's killer. You got to try it. And I did, and it just was not worth it at all. Right. And then later in life, I was single for a while, and I was just really, so I said, all right, whatever. I'll go on the internet and see if I can find somebody, and I did, and it was such a letdown because the picture seemed real because it wasn't like a picture of a 10 or an 11. It was like a 7 or an 8. I said, I can deal with that, and I show up, and it's actually a 5.
Oh,
and charging way more, like she had different price rates for different things, and none of them were, I was not going to pay that kind of money for, you know, the number that she was. So
right,
I just
kind
of went with the massage and the tug, and I walked out with a second shame stain on my
And the rub and tug experience, that wasn't anything to write home about either.
No, that's just, you know, it's just it's the only two times I actually paid money for any kind of sexual activity, and both times I just walked away going, that was, well, come on, that was not worth it.
Why
walk of shame. Walk of shame. All right, man. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no problem, man.
See you, dude. So here's the murder confession. Oh, my God. Guy, he spoke to Jason. Jason didn't.
Oh, sorry, Jason.
He called. He accidentally killed a woman.
Oh, my God.
At a nursing home.
Oh. What'd he do?
Moved her incorrectly and crushed her.
What? How did he do that? How do you move someone incorrectly and crush them?
He had to lie to cover it up. Said he had to tell someone.
That.
Jesus.
All right, see you guys.
dark thought.
I'm just trying to figure out how, like, exactly
how that would how happen. Would,
I don't know.
Yeah,
like, maybe you fell on her. Would... Maybe you fell. You slipped.
With a bed or some piece of furniture or
something.
Well, when the state police call, Jason, I'm giving them your phone
number.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because I have no intel to offer them.
No. Hmm. I remember the last time we had one of these and the state did call.
Gotta pull air checks. Gotta pull a whole lot of
it's all. It's a whole lot of fun.
Jason.
No.
How you doing?
I'm okay. Just sometimes I can't keep it to myself, you know?
Yeah.
Because when I leave here, it plagues me. And he was awfully serious, so I just had to share it with somebody before I cry or something.
Did he say how it happened?
I think he like crushed like her neck or like vertebrae. He didn't say, but that's what I think he meant
by
like,
that's the way that he
Moved
wrong in her head.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
And it crushed something. Like, right.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
And I was like, so you want to be anonymous? And he said, no, I don't want anyone to ever know this, and hung up the phone. I'm like, well, thanks for telling me.
I feel bad for him, you know, like because he didn't mean to hurt anyone.
He didn't sound too remorseful.
Really?
Oh, okay. Then I don't.
Don't feel bad.
Never mind.
Don't feel bad for him.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So most normal people would feel guilt, and they would
nagging them for the rest of their life, right? They killed an old lady.
Well, I just wonder. I mean, if it's not for you, if that's not the job for you, and you've worked there for too long, if you start to have like just. You start to look at it the wrong way, where you're like, you don't look at it like as people.
That's not true. What are you talking about?
Are we saying he's wondering if that's the case?
I'm just wondering if that's what he like went through. Maybe it's like wasn't the job for him, and he shouldn't have been there. Like, how do you? Like, I'm just trying to figure out
how are you
not? How are you not remorseful?
I don't know. That's craziness.
Yeah, that's.
This guy said, "I wouldn't want anyone to know about my summer of hookers." A couple of years ago.
Summer of hookers.
That's insane.
A whole summer, huh?
The summer of hookers.
You really liked it.
Wow. Yeah. We're hooking. All summer long.
Yeah.
He said it did get a bit scary a couple times. Ooh, I wonder if that's from like the Johns or the Herp or like what? Like what? How did it get scary? Everything?
Oh, you mean like the pimps?
All of that.
Like the pimps?
Yeah, the pimps.
Yeah. I'm thinking pimps.
The pimps are what made it scary?
Yeah.
Yeah, pimps are scary.
That's crazy to have a summer of hookers.
So there really are pimps? Like, it's a real...
Yeah, I think there are pimps, yeah. 100%.
Like, women don't just work on their own? I don't know why you would need a pimp.
No, see, I think now a lot of it... I know, like, in Canada, you'll work for, like, almost like a company. And they have guys that would go with you. So it's like... It's not necessarily just a pimp, but I think
just
like
protect you
over here. I think it's some. There will be like a guy who might be friends with four or five girls and does stuff with the four or five girls and takes care of them, and he's the pimp.
Oh, there was a story about a pimp and his bitches just down the street here.
We used to have a pimp call us. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that guy. He had an interesting life.
Oh, there's definitely
sure
pimps.
Did.
Yeah,
I don't believe I've ever personally met one, but. There's definitely a pimp. I don't know what I'd say to a pimp.
Well, we talked to the pimp.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, like in real life, face to face.
How's
like
pimping?
I don't know.
I don't know
if you guys are going to cross.
How's pimping?
Well, you might at your gym, but possibly. You never know. You never do know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, let's go back to the phones here. On a regular line, Mike's calling in from Boston. Mike, what's something you've done you wouldn't want anyone to find out about?
All right. About 18 years ago, my cousin and I took a vacation to Rome. We have a lot of family there. And first day we're in Rome, have dinner. This waiter says, you guys need to go to this address, gives us a card. There's an underground nightclub. Like, nothing starts till 2 in the morning. Anyways, leaving the place, my cousin's kind of making out with this broad, and We're leaving in a taxi. She starts trying to make out with both of us. We get back to our hotel room. My cousin immediately throws both twin beds together. His clothes are off. Her clothes are off. Devil's threesome with my cousin with an Eiffel Tower.
Oh, no.
With Eiffel Tower fully realized.
Cousin threesome.
Jeez.
My goodness.
And every time we see each other, we Eiffel Tower.
No. So
there's no, like, remorse or regret. No, it's just accomplishment. We did it.
We did it.
It's something you went through. Yeah, it's something you went through together.
One in Rome, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
One in Rome. Ciao. We'll
all right.
Ciao
Bella.
Wow.
Different from my Rome vacation.
Yeah. Really? You didn't Eiffel Tower anyone, Lise? Crazy.
Didn't have any underground sex shenanigans.
Underground sex. Oh, you missed
out. You missed out, Lise. You didn't do it the right way.
Yeah. Well, that's two guys. That's a pretty legendary story. The cousin thing makes it a little different.
Yeah.
But
what's crazy too is he brought up like the whole, hey, there's going to be this underground place. He didn't even go to that though, right? Like they just went out to dinner with this one girl. Yeah, they never even made it to the underground place.
Maybe they did after, but not before not before that threesome.
No.
This guy says, I'm a dude, a hard eight. I effed a fatty I met off of Craigslist back in 2007. One of the lowest points in my life.
Well,
why? You're an eight?
He's a hard eight. Hmm.
I guess sometimes you just get super down on yourself or something, like you're just getting a rut.
So you go to Craigslist?
People go. I bet that girl was like, this is incredible.
Oh, sure.
This is incredible. How
his
did I
low
meet this
point
guy?
Was her high point.
Yeah,
right?
What a.
She got a hard eight.
Yeah, what a difference.
Good that she got that moment.
Craigslist works.
This is Bebop for Craigslist.
Yeah. Just keep swinging, ladies. A hard eight will show up. They get down on their luck, too.
Voice changing again. Heading back to the phones. The number, by the way, if you want to join us, 1-855-954-6969. The question... What's the one thing you've done you wouldn't want anyone to find out about? In Massachusetts, Anonymous is with us. Hi, Anonymous.
Hey, good morning, crew.
Good morning.
So, a couple of years ago, five buddies of mine and myself, so six of us total, we went up to a strip club. We were getting ready to deploy overseas. So one of the guys goes over, finds a stripper, and gets a lap dance from her. And the next thing you know is he comes back to the table and says, hey, that girl just had sex with me. Uh-huh. So the next guy says, oh, I'm going to go over there, too. So he goes down, and he comes back and tells the same story. So the next thing you know is all five of them go over there. They have sex with this stripper. They finish them off. And then I go over. I'm the last one. I go over and did the same thing. So she did all six of us.
Oh, you were sixth out of six?
Hey, it's military.
Oh, but you were sixth out of six.
Going overseas. Whatever.
Yep.
Whatever.
I was the last guy.
Yep. Oh, no.
Last man in.
Oh, God. You want to be the first man in and the first man out.
You want to be on point in that, but you don't want to be.
It was the fact that we were all getting ready to go. You know, we were going to be gone for a year and a half. And it was like, you know what? Screw it. This will be a great story. And immediately after it was over, I was like, that was such a bad idea. Why did I do that?
Yeah. All your buddies' wieners were in there.
All of them. Yeah. Down with a nice shot of whiskey, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't
brings you closer together,
it
I guess.
It wasn't just his buddies.
No. You're right. She did six in a short.
Yeah. She didn't just decide that night.
No, probably a baker's dozen that day.
Yeah.
A baker's dozen.
Probably had at least a baker's dozen in her that day.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness.
Baker's dozen.
13.
13. That's 13. Just in case you know.
Yep.
You always make one extra just in case.
Yep.
This person said, my buddies and I, back when I was 18, decided to go to Vegas. We paid $1,100 for a hooker to come to our hotel room.
That's insane.
And when she showed up, we all chickened out and couldn't do it.
Oh, my God.
But she said, you want to do some coke then? We ended up doing blow off her ass.
So she just was the plate?
She was just the plate. He said, not the cleanest or proudest moment of my life.
When you got lemons, you make lemonade.
On $1,100 and you can't. She just made a sweet, easy $1,100 just for her cocaine.
Well, she knew that too. Yeah, she knew that.
Tip dog.
Tip Dog.
Tip Dog.
Is this a voice changer?
Regular line for Tip Dog. Hello.
I think this story. Back in the 80s when the work went south.
Tip Dog.
I'm
giving you one more chance, Tip Dog.
I had something in my freezer, right? And the in-laws came down to Florida. And he used them in spaghetti sauce and on his pizza. And I hurried up and ran next door and got some wine from this biker I know.
Yeah.
And then
he
tipped out.
I told you that call with Tip Dog would work out, but you didn't listen to me.
Tip Dog.
You don't put Tip Dog on the line.
I'm sorry.
Did you hear him?
I thought he understood. He couldn't.
But then he dropped the worst of the worst.
Oh, man.
So, Tip Dog, to sum it up, here's what happened. In case we had to cut his call twice. He went down to Florida and grew some mushrooms, puts them in the freezer. In-laws come. They stay with him. They make pizza. Or they make sauce or something using
the
mushrooms that were in the freezer, not realizing they were of the magic variety.
Yeah.
And he also got some wine from his biker buddy next door. And the in-laws were convinced the wine made them all crazy.
Yeah. How do you not know they're magic mushrooms?
They have a certain look to them.
Aren't they like fully dried out and like...
Yeah, they're dry. It doesn't look like something you'd put on pizza.
No. So it's weird.
Yeah, but if you're clueless...
I guess.
Right? If you have never seen them before, don't know anything about
them. I know,
them.
But I guess, like, to me, if I'm making a sauce and I'm throwing mushrooms in it...
You want it to look like a...
Well, like, I think... How am I clueless?
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm clueless at making sauce.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't even cut mushrooms up to put it in there, you know?
Talking about the one thing you've done you wouldn't want anyone to find out about, this guy said, I'm a guy, I love wearing panties... And bodysuit body briefers. What's that?
Briefers.
What's a bodysuit body briefer?
I guess you're going to have to look this up.
That's a good question. I'm interested.
Yeah, I know what a bodysuit is, but I don't know what the bodysuit briefer so like aspect. And
body
know what
shaper?
That means.
So it's a, is
like
that,
a
this is a guy?
He's a fella.
A fella who just, he likes the beauty of.
He likes to wear women's Spanx?
Of like a women's Spanx.
That's got to be what it is. Bodysuit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Guys would look good in that.
No.
I'd look good in the second one
that
from the left.
Squish your stuff to bits.
That's how I'd like it.
Whatever you're into, I guess.
Makes it more appetizing.
Well, there you go. That's his little secret.
I like to look slim.
You wearing a body briefer under there today, Chuck?
Not today. Soft life today.
I know you weren't wearing one the other day when I saw you naked.
No, I was not.
Voice-changing technology. Anonymous is with us. Hi, Anonymous. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's the one thing you've done you wouldn't want anyone to find out about?
So I was doing some time in jail, and I started talking to a corrections officer, and we got just real close to each other, and... I was a trustee, so we could get away, and it was just me and her, and so we started hooking up. And then I started telling her how I was losing my house, so she started paying my rent at my house for my kids and my fiance to live in. And then she thought we were going to be together when I got out. And when I got out, I just kind of blocked her number and didn't talk to her again.
Ghosted.
But, no one knows about that.
Okay, so you had a female corrections sugar mama.
Yeah, in a way, yeah. It was a good 7 months, just from commissary in my account.
Was it like putting in work a little bit, or was she like really attractive, or were you putting in the work?
No, she was older. I think she was going through like a midlife crisis or something, because she's about early 50s, and I'm only 25, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good time. But, I blocked her number and haven't heard from her since.
Well,
for
sure.
About 4 months.
Yeah, and she can't say anything.
Well, no, she doesn't want anyone to find out either, you know?
For sure. On a regular line, our first female caller here, Hannah. Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. What's something that you've done you wouldn't want anyone to find out about?
So I studied abroad in Florence, Italy, about 2 years ago while I was in college, and... on Halloween night, me and all my roommates went out and we were partying, and we ran into some Italian guys and they didn't speak like a lick of English. We ran into Italian guys and they like love American girls. So we were trying to talk to them. I didn't speak very fluent Italian, but he was like, him and his buddy were kind of trying to get me and my friend to come back with them. So turns out this guy owned a private restaurant, and he opened up the restaurant for us. It was like really close to our apartment. And my friend didn't know about this, but I went in the back with the guy and we did blow, and I had to work for it. So I had to, I made out with him and did some other stuff for Italian cooking.
Oh, hey, Valencio! Valencio!
Yeah, it was on the menu.
Yeah, funny story. And so I had a wig on, but my friend didn't. And so for the rest of the semester, she couldn't go by the restaurant on the way to class because she was so embarrassed. And they didn't know what I looked like because I had my wig on. So
you had a wig?
Why were you wearing a wig?
They're in disguise, Lise.
It was Halloween.
Oh, Halloween. I forgot about that part. Yeah. I was like, wait, what?
I did too. That slipped my mind. That slipped my mind. Damn, just a little cocaine and fellatio.
Yeah, and I had a boyfriend at the time, and he didn't know about that.
Oh, boy. No.
You're not together anymore, though, right?
No, we're not.
No, okay, that's good. Good for him. I mean, you know, because he wouldn't want to hear that.
You just, I'll tell you this. If you're the boyfriend and your girlfriend goes to Italy.
Study abroad.
You might as well just break up.
You're right. There's going to be a lot of cocaine and a lot of penises.
Yeah. So many of them.
So many all over the place. One final text here. Wow.
What?
Question is, what's the one thing you've done you wouldn't want anyone to find out about?
Mm-hmm.
This person said, I let a girl poop on my chest.
Oh, boy.
I cannot.
Odell Beckham is listening.
Cannot get the image out of my head of her squatting over me.
So he loved it.
Odell. No, I don't think so.
I'm taking it as it haunted him.
Me too. Oh, that's how I. Yeah, like, he let her do it, but he realized it was a mistake.
Every time he closes his eyes, all I can see is that bunghole.
Oh, God.
I don't know how you go for it.
I don't know how you go for
that
either.
Watching a missile drop right from the airplane.
Oh, man. It's got to be a 10.
Listen, I don't care.
I know. So no one should care.
Could open that door right now and say, Dave, I want to poop on your chest. No.
You get to do everything first. You get to do everything first.
Still, I couldn't end that way. I couldn't.
Apparently Chuck would
apparently
think
Chuck,
about it.
Hey, ladies, you want to poop it's on a guy's chest? Chuck the freak.
It's been a while. I'd have to shave my chest first.
I'm kind of with Chuck. Depending on the girl.
You guys.
Close my eyes and take the steamer. You know.
Stop I wonder if it. I could put like saran wrap down.
Yeah, we have to negotiate some, some agreements. You know. But you know, I would think a 10's not going to put that offer on the table.
You never know.
Probably not.
You never know now that they've heard that.
Oh, you dirty bastards. Actually, we do have one more call. We have to talk to this woman. Voice changing technology. Anonymous. Hi, Anonymous. How are you? Oh, wait. I got to click it first.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Anonymous.
Hello.
There you are.
Is there a way you can change my voice?
Yeah,
we did.
It's already changed.
No one knows who this is.
Okay. So basically, my boyfriend goes to work super early in the morning. And I'm at home all day, and I escort while he's at work.
In your place? In his place?
Yeah.
In your bed? Yeah. In his bed?
Yeah, I mean, it's my bed. I paid for it, but yeah.
But the bed you share?
Yes.
Yes.
What have you done in that bed?
All of it, Dave. Poop on the chest.
I mean...
Everything,
yeah,
right?
Pretty much.
Pretty your menu. Much. You have a full pretty menu much. That you offer.
Oh my, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
How? What's your price range like?
Dave's interested. $250 an hour.
$250. I'm always curious how much hookers charge. And so $250 an hour. For $250, you get anything off that menu. It's like a buffet.
Yeah.
So there's nothing's off limits for $250.
So it's just basically it's about just the guy that shows up. It's as messed up as he is where the day's going. Because I'm assuming most times, like, you know, a guy shows up, it's $250, and it doesn't get that crazy.
No, it's really not, and it never even lasts a full hour. Like, they're there and gone in like 15 minutes.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
Right. But every once in a while. A guy shows up and he's
I kind of I kind of screen for stuff like that. Like, I don't do everything. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if I think someone's being a total weirdo, I'm like, yeah, no, you're going to have to find a different provider.
Why?
Come on.
Be careful.
Yeah, be careful. Especially in your own place.
Provider.
But are you worried that now all these guys know where you live? Or are the majority of them harmless? Scary.
I mean, basically, I have an apartment, so, like, I make them park somewhere else, and then they walk to my house, and there's no numbers on my apartment building, nor is there a number on my actual door.
That's a poorly run apartment.
Get buzzed you have to, like, get buzzed to come in anyway. So, like, the odds of someone showing up is, like, slim to none.
Okay, and in a radio-friendly manner, what's the oddest thing a fellow has asked you for?
In a radio friendly manner?
I
don't even know how I can say something like
exactly.
that.
Thank you.
Like,
I know that, like, a popular one. Okay, so, like, a popular one that I can't even do it when they even ask me. I have to hang up because I'll be in, like, tears when they ask me. A lot of men like to be peed on. I don't know what it is about it, but, like, they love it, and I just can't.
Right.
Yeah.
On your bag of tricks.
Well, that's good, though. I guess that's where her line is, so we know it doesn't go anywhere beyond where things are even worse.
Right. If she can't do number one, she ain't doing number two.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Right?
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Good to know.
But it's hard to hide it because I have, like, boatloads of money, and my boyfriend just said,
hey,
like, money like that.
Okay, yeah. Remember, you can't swear, but I did have a couple other questions. Yes, it is. And I want to know from you, how do you think your boyfriend would feel knowing you're hooking in your bed that you share with him when he goes to work every day?
He'd freak out.
Oh, yeah. Big
time. He would totally freak out.
Do you not? Are you not afraid he could come home one day and catch you?
I mean, yeah, but, like, he works till, like, 7 o'clock at night, and I'll stop working at, like, 4 or 5 in the afternoon.
Yeah. How many guys a day?
I only see, like, 2 or 3 people in a day. It's not, like, just open season where I have, like, all these people coming through my house.
I'll see, like,
2 or 3 people. Yeah.
That's a lot. Rate yourself and be honest here. On a scale of 1 to 10, look-wise, what would you give yourself?
Like an 8.
Yeah. Okay, and how do these guys see your picture? They must, right, beforehand?
Yeah. Yep.
And if you can share, you don't really have to get specific. Is it like a website, or is it, like, how do they find you?
Website.
Okay. People are wondering, do you change the sheets before your guy gets
I do.
Home? Okay, that's good.
You
must have a lot of sheets then.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and does anyone else in your life know you do this?
No.
Just, it's your little secret.
Yep.
How'd you get into it? How did you decide, I'm going to sell my vagina today?
One of my girlfriends showed me.
Her vagina, or
like
how to do it?
Years, no, she showed me how to do it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And you went from there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, listen, I don't know what to say. I feel bad for your guy. Good for you. You're an entrepreneur. But, I just feel bad for him coming home and knowing there's been all sorts of dongs all over his pillow and stuff.
Yeah, no, trust me. It's not like I don't have a conscience. It's something I think about every day.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I wish you all the best then.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you. The nicest thing. That's the nicest way Dave's
interacted
with.
That guy will find out, right?
He's got to.
One day.
Come on, he's got to.
He keeps going.
No one knows. No one else in the apartment complex is like, hey, all these guys coming in and out. Like,
right.
I don't know.
I feel bad for that guy.
I do. I'm working on the chain gang.
Yep.
And, like, hard. I leave early, don't get home to 7, and there's just been all sorts of sex in my bed without me.
Somebody just texted in, a whole bunch of guys are leaving work early today.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah. Yeah, when you're like, man, I work to about 7 o'clock. She's on unemployment, the girl I'm with.
Mm-hmm. In an apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without
no numbers.
No numbers. It's kind of shady.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions there.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.